CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Here, Aunt Effie, let's spread the map out more on the table so we can see.
Well, look out, dear. You're getting it in the butter.
Yeah. Where's the folder we got on the Aegean Islands?
Oh, goodness, it's here somewhere.
Good morning, good morning.
Sit over there this morning, will you, dear? Good morning. We have everything spread out. I want to get it mixed up.
Say, what is this, a travel agency? Good morning, Aunt Effie.
What? Oh, good morning.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry about the trip.
Oh, I am too. It's just so thrilling.
Have you two taken leave of your senses or something? I only mentioned
oh,
my
dear.
Next business trip abroad.
Don't start that again. Now, you said it was definite you were going. Now, that's all we're thinking about. There's your coffee right there.
Yeah, but I don't know when. No. Certainly not until spring. I mean, might not even go until the fall. I mean, it's months away, yet you've been telling everybody that we're all going, practically moving to
Honey,
Europe.
Honey, now just relax.
Well, I mean...
Calm down. I was just saying what we could do. If it's still a school year, we'd have to put Betsy in school over there.
For 3 months? That would be ridiculous.
Not at all. Look at all Betsy got out of the trip we all took last year. And if we sent her someplace, like Italy, so she could be in school, yet go on side trips with us...
It's definite that you and Alvin are going, Aunt Effie?
Well, it's definite with me. And Alvin said, fine, fine.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Where's the sugar?
Sugar, sir. Oh, it's holding down Australia over there.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I remind both of you that I will be going on business. This is not a pleasure trip.
Honey, last year you went to Europe on business. You said the same thing, but it worked out just fine. Mm. And Effie and Betsy and I had a wonderful time sightseeing while you were tied up during the day.
And this time, Alvin would be with us all the time. So we'd have a man.
Yes,
we'd
have a man.
To arrange trips, you know, and when you're busy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned the trip on the phone to him last night again, and he thinks it'd be just lovely. He said he'd worked hard all his life to save some money. Now he might as well enjoy it.
I don't blame him. Why don't we go down to the travel bureau today, Aunt Effie?
Now, wait a minute. When you stop packing your suitcases, nothing is definite.
It's definite you're going, and if you go, we go. And if we go abroad again this time, we're going to plan everything,
yes.
aren't we?
Yeah. So let us have fun planning.
Okay. Have fun, but remember, I'm going on business.
Now, some words and music that add up to mighty good listening sense. Let's get the drift of this question and answer.
What manner of matter do Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney purvey on CBS Radio every weekday?
And we strive for animated conversation, you know, in the lighter vein. Sometimes the engineer in the control room even laughs right out loud at us.
Yeah, me too. And there are songs, old songs, new songs, old favorites, and the latest hits of the day.
Bing and Rosie, heard here, as are Arthur Godfrey Time, Gary Moore, and Art Linkletter's House Party. Monday through Friday on CBS Radio.
All points well taken, and you'll do well, too, to take in this happy listening quartet, issued weekdaily by the top stars of the Stars Address, Bing and Rosie, Gary and Durward, Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter, Monday through Friday on this station. Enough said? Enough said.
Said, well, have fun planning the trip, but remember, I'm going on business.
Well, I wish Jack would have to go to Europe on business.
Let me warm up your coffee, Anne. Have another cookie.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Effie. Mm. Goodness, I envy you.
Well, you said last week you were planning to come over to Europe while we were there.
Oh, yes, I said that. And I said it to Jack, and he just looked at me.
Well, that's the trouble with being a lawyer, always so busy.
Well, we can't really afford it anyhow.
Here, look at the pamphlet on the 6-day Aegean trip. Doesn't it look marvelous?
Mm-hmm.
All those beautiful Greek islands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not going to England, France, and Italy again.
No, not England and France, I don't think. You know, canal plans can always be changed when we're over there. Italy, yes. And we may go to Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Switzerland.
Oh, yes, that's right. You just tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
We belong in these places?
Well, we do just what we did last year. The same thing. We'll go sightseeing during the day while he's on business,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my, I envy you. Oh.
Well, come on along. We'll make it a real tour, and the more, the merrier.
Yes. Well, that's not a bad idea, Nephi.
What, dear?
Get up a tour.
Hmm?
See if a lot of people we know would like to go.
Well, it's cheaper, too, you know. You have a whole group.
Is it?
Why? Oh, yes, we could charter a plane.
We?
What?
You said we.
Oh, well, I'm planning to go now. Just put me down as first on the list.
Oh!
Well, it seems to me I heard of somebody who went to Europe on a chartered plane last year. I forgot who. But my goodness, the round trip fare was, I don't remember exactly, but $90, something like that.
Oh, it couldn't have been $90, Nancy. Round trip to Europe?
I know somebody who went like that, and I'm sure that she paid only, $200 and something round trip to Europe.
Well, see, that'd be wonderful, because that's where your big expense comes in. I mean, the transportation over and back.
Yes, and we could certainly cut down on living expenses over there. You know, some of the less expensive hotels, the smaller ones that I think are more picturesque anyhow.
Well, I like a bath of my own. I don't feel very picturesque traipsing down the hall to the community bathroom.
Well, here's a booklet on Switzerland, Aunt Effie. You were looking for it.
Oh, yes, my... I'm anxious to see Lake Lucerne. They say that is lovely.
Yes. Well, we'd better get organized.
What?
The tour.
Are you serious?
Yes. Well, weren't you?
Oh. Well, I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yes.
To travel with a group of people we know that are congenial.
Yes, I'd love it, wouldn't you, Aunt Effie?
But we certainly don't know 100 people who could all get away at the same time to say... Nothing, you know.
100?
Well, wouldn't you need that many to charter a plane?
Well, dear.
Or more?
Dear, you certainly don't want 100 people going around together all through Europe. Why, we spend half our time rounding them all up to go on the sightseeing buses and...
Yes, I think Aunt Effie's right. I'd say 25 or 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even 25 or 30. Do we even know that many people who'd like to go?
Well, you won't know until you ask them.
No.
Say, look... I'll go home and make some phone calls, just sound people out, and see if they're interested.
Oh, I do think it would be fun.
Mm.
I'll call some people, too. Oh, Aunt Effie, really, you know, I think you've had a brilliant idea.
Oh. Really? Well, I can put up with most anything, but when I travel, I don't like wandering down a hotel hall in the bathroom with curlers in my hair. I want my own bathroom.
Yes. We'll plan the whole tour, Aunt Effie, so you at least get your own bathroom. Now, let's get organized, or at least begin. And it was incredible, dear, just incredible. Anne called me to say that everyone that she had phoned.
I have been trying to call home for hours. For 4 hours.
Oh, well, that's
solid.
No.
And every time.
Yeah, well, dear, I've been on the phone. I know that. All right, I get the idea now.
Well, if you had any idea how infuriating, how frustrating it is to get a busy signal for 4 hours. I didn't call the operator to see if the phone was off the hook. She said, no, there was conversation,
yeah, well,
so I kept trying, and again this.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. What'd you want?
I don't know what I wanted now. I just...
Well, maybe you'll think of it. In the meantime, isn't it incredible?
Yes, it is indeed that one woman could spend 4 hours on
the
telephone.
No, isn't it incredible that everybody Ann Lundell phoned said they were interested?
In what?
Oh, I knew you weren't listening. In our tour. Next year, when you have to go on this business trip, Aunt Effie got this brilliant idea about asking a group of people because it might be more fun. Although I called the travel bureau, and we can't get 100 people even if we wanted to and charter a plane. The only people who can charter planes are big organizations or something, you know, like that. But if we get about 30 people, it is cheaper because it's all prearranged. Well, I don't know exactly why it's cheaper, but it is. I have to find out more about it, you know, when I go down and talk to the travel bureau again. And that we can save on living expenses, too. You know, we won't get luxury hotels, we'll have first-class hotels. Although Aunt Effie wants her own bathroom. But if we have 30 people with us, you're not listening.
Not listening? I am spellbound. I'm hypnotized. What in Sam Hill are you talking about?
Well, I'm not going through it all again. I'm talking about the tour.
What tour?
Next year, next spring, whenever you're going.
I'm going to Europe on business. Now, I know I'm not too bright at times, but how did that hook up with 30 people?
Oh, they're going with us.
30 people?
Yes. Well, nothing is settled, for heaven's sake. It's just the beginning stage. But we've got several months to do it. We're asking friends, people we know here in town. We're going to write letters. The point is that now we're just sounding people out. Why are you shaking your head?
I don't know. I don't seem to get the gist of what you're just talking about at all. You're way ahead of me, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. Where are you?
In the living room, Aunt Effie. What's happened? Listen, what? What is it?
I just talked to Aunt again.
Yes,
she's
yes.
checking her travel bureau.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Is he home?
Yeah,
oh.
He is.
Yes, he is. Well, I didn't hear you come in. Anyhow, Aunt's travel man said he couldn't figure out how much it would cost a piece until he had the itinerary.
Uh-huh.
But he said for 6 weeks would be about
$1,500. $1,500?
Mm-hmm.
For 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
A piece?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh,
now, that's not luxury hotels.
No.
But they
no.
would be first class, so yes. everyone would have his own bath,
uh-huh.
include all meals and transportation over and back, transportation
uh-huh.
while in Europe,
uh-huh.
buses, trains, planes, and all that.
Uh-huh.
But it depends a lot on the itinerary.
Sure.
Of course, we have to figure out.
Yes.
Because while Anne said everyone she called was interested, they wanted to know more about it.
Yeah, well, here's somebody else who wants to know more about it. Now, look, you two just plunk yourselves down in some chairs and start from the beginning.
What is wrong with having a group of people you know and like with you on a trip?
Nothing. Nothing, nothing. Be delightful, maybe. Probably wind up with nobody speaking to anybody else by the time we got home. But aside
oh,
from
honey.
Everything else, you even imagine that you can get 30 or 35 friends who can get away for a trip at the time that you...
Yeah, London already called some friends, the Gobleys or something. They said, definitely, they said. They didn't even care where we went. They thought it was a wonderful idea to be with friends on the trip. And they've always wanted to go to Europe, and now to go
the
with...
Gobleys?
Yes.
I know that's who Anne called, Gladys Gobley.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand her. She never stops talking.
But there you are. There you are. Right off the bat.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be on a trip. I thought Anne said she'd call Nancy Morgan. It was Nancy and Ridge who said they'd go definitely.
Oh, yes, yes. They're crazy about the idea. But they feel, since they've never been to Europe, they certainly want to include Paris and London. And
well, you can't see everything in 6 weeks. I told Anne we're not
it
going to...
It seems to me that I don't
just
know...
Just a minute, dear. Just a minute, dear. Just a minute. I told Anne to say Norway, Sweden, Denmark, mm-hmm. Switzerland, mm-hmm. and Italy.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, what about Greece? I certainly want to see Greece. And we plan
yes.
to take that 6-day Aegean trip.
Yes.
Which is what you did tell Anne.
Yes.
And I know that's what she wants to see.
May I say something?
Just a minute, dear. We're different.
Anne's
going
back about the Henderson.
Oh, all right. You get it, dear.
Henderson?
Which Henderson?
Darling. Now, don't get mad. I know this all sounds like a lot of fun, but I am going on business. I may be over there 3 months. Now, you can't expect 30 people to adjust their plans.
I know that, dear. I thought 6 weeks of it. They can fly over with it to be the beginning of our trip. Look, I know at the moment it sounds fantastic, but I'm of the old school that nothing is impossible if you put your mind to it.
Yes? He says the Hendersons would love to go, but they think 6 weeks is too long. Bob can't be away that long. They think a month is long enough, and they definitely want to see Spain.
Spain?
Uh-huh.
Nobody mentioned Spain.
Well, they want at least 4 days in Spain.
Oh, 4 days in Spain. Everybody wants to go, but they want a week in London, a week in Paris. Week here, week away. They think all these weeks are coming from it. They can't stay long.
No, honey, you better give up the project.
No, now we're going to sit down, plan an itinerary, and either people can go or they can't. Well, anyhow, it sounds exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah, but now get me some dinner, which sounds even more exciting. Hey, I know what I called you about.
What?
I'm not going to Europe. Boy, what's the matter with me? I'm going to South America.
Now, don't do that to me.
All right. Okay. Get me some dinner, you...
When constipation occurs, more people rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax has the qualities many doctors and millions of people want in a laxative. It's effective. Overnight, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. And X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset.
So many doctors recommend it. Chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.